one, friends. Let's get to the bottom of what it is which holds you back. The Lord has indeed called you. So why are you so tethered to this earth, like someone with no connections to eternity? Maybe you don't know precisely what the Lord is calling you to, but you can position yourself in the meantime. The idea is not get to your destiny, but build your relationship with the Lord, who is God of your destiny. I'm speaking of constraint in a negative sense because Paul does write about being constrained by Christ in 2 Corinthians 5:14 in a good way. But what I mean is more in the sense of something which binds us in place and doesn't allow us to advance, enclosing us in a compressing embrace which doesn't allow us to breathe well. What are the spiritual restrictions or limitations, the things which impose a narrowed view of the Lord? I remember a line from Peter Pan where he said, "If you have faith, you have wings." Yet so many believers operate more like a bird whose wings have been clipped so it can't fly properly. Sure, it's easy to say,
"If they would only recognize my value, I would find my true north."
Okay, let's suppose they don't give you the recognition you think you deserve. The infamous they. Is recognition by leadership really what binds you up and won't allow you to enter into God's plan more fully? Are they really so powerful they can keep you from the Lord? No. If you're waiting on leadership to make a way for you, my guess is you'll be waiting a very, very long time. Pull back the layers to find out what constrains you. I've been told I'm a little too direct, too honest, but truthfully, I don't know how to approach getting closer to Jesus without a most definite amount of directness, and especially honesty. I reckon being told we're too direct or too honest, actually, really means we didn't schmooze and romance enough to make the other person feel comfortable in their own skin. I tell ya, I love my brothers and sisters in Christ, but if they want to get more involved with Jesus, they'll have to pick up the pace. Jesus said, "Follow me," not "follow an important person who follows me." If you're leading a lifestyle where you constantly have to divide out if what you're doing is right or wrong, it's probably wrong. Think. If you have to wonder, it's highly likely God is posing you the question as an inspiration that you'll begin to possibly address your permissiveness or step up with increased honesty and transparency. Friends, step up or step off. Ask yourself concerning what you're pondering to do. Does it bring me under the power of a situation which the Lord says is wrong? Do you find yourself reasoning around the obvious? If your actions cause you to lose your relish of righteous things, sadly, I can say from personal experience, it's not a good idea, and life will increasingly feel like the brakes are on. What keeps you back from just going all in for Jesus? Recently, the Lord asked me the question. He said, "Would you be willing to be the man who was robbed so that you could be the man with the testimony that the Lord restores what was stolen from you?" I had to think about that, and finally I said, "Yeah, sure." He said, "Oh." He said, "Would you be the man who was willing to have a dreadful disease so somebody could come in and pray for you and you could be healed and you could have the testimony as one who was healed?" Oh. Wow, that would be pretty extreme. And I had to say, "Okay, sure." Then he said, "Would you be willing to be the guy who dies after a long illness so I could send someone else to raise you from the dead so that you could have the testimony of being one who was raised from the dead? Well, you know, that sounded long, arduous, and painful to me, and I really had to say, well, now hold up there, Lord. That's pretty extreme. He was not asking me if I was willing to be robbed, to be sick, or to die. He was asking me if I was all in. Step up or step off, son. Maybe the problem is other people. Nope, they don't have that kind of power. Maybe it's your schedule that prevents you. Nope, it's not your schedule. I can assure you God will wipe out your entire schedule to get your attention if He needs to. What prevents you? Is it fear? Fear is powerful and can't be subtle, so we've got to dig under the surface to deal with those things. Maybe even get professional help. Maybe it's a lack of money. Nope. If more money would get you into your destiny with God, many would have long ago entered heaven's gates. Could it be your family? Nope. Public and familial opinions should never surpass the call of God. We are choosing, friends. And I know we can't, in and of ourselves, bust down the gates of heaven, but we can certainly position ourselves and start steady rowing the boat in God's direction. I guarantee you, if you'll look for Him, He will find you. Kelly Ballari wrote, "When I look at my life, I see a whole lot of blessings, but I also see a whole lot of comfort. Comfort that wraps me warm and snugly. So warm that sometimes I don't want to look beyond my TV or even the walls of my house. Comfort that second guesses spending time with others. Comfort that makes it difficult to give and to let go. Comfort that doesn't allow me to see all that God has for me. Comfort that keeps me stuck in convenience." And we in Western Christianity have gotten so comfortable, even to becoming complacent. Is it possible your constraints are simply a huge fear of risk? For many, it is too risky to believe God speaks directly to them and can orchestrate their steps. It is too risky to not have the approval of someone in leadership. You are a child of faith, and God is on your side always. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Cut the cord, baby, and get moving. Sure, what if you step out and get it wrong? Well, then I reckon you'll just back up and try again, right? God is not sitting way up high as you struggle way down below. And when you mess up, He smirks a little smirky smile and says to Himself, "Yeah, I didn't think so." No, never, 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 never. Jesus said, "Follow me." So let's get out there and risk with God again. Did you hear that? Take a chance with God again. He has not failed us in the past, nor will He in the future. The Lord has helped us, and He will help us. He has guided us, and He will guide us. He always shows up. Although we may not be aware, He is there. We need God's endorsement, not the endorsement of leadership. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. What is it which constrains you? Cut the cord, baby, and get moving. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.